All right, Hunter Lawrence, not that you really care that much, but your tip over on the last lap cost you fourth overall, 4-4 for fifth. That kind of sucks. But I want to just say, like, for me, that first moto was awesome. I don't know if it was cool to be in it as a racer, but holy shit, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I can still appreciate it from a fan's standpoint. Like, it was, you know, Jet, myself, AP, and Eli. I mean, we were gone. Yeah. So that's always pretty badass when you just can leave the field. It was cool. I can only kind of imagine right. what it would have been like yeah. from a fan standpoint, yeah. seeing four badass dudes like that go at it for 35 minutes.
Yep. You're usually really good here. You still were good today. But the rain, we got a little different track than we have other years. Was that an issue for you, or was it fine and this one of those days?
No, I don't think the rain or the track kind of had anything to do with it. I think the fact, kind of being realistic, the fact that we've really just made the bike a lot better these past 2 weeks and it's in a good spot now, we've not really ridden it that much. Obviously, Jet's unreal and he can compensate and adapt to things yeah. really, really well. I need more time. I need more laps. I need more muscle memory and stuff. So I think if you put it down to numbers and stuff, it's like, well, I haven't done too many motos on that setting in that bike. So there's parts of the track where I don't know what it does. Even though it is looking after me better, there's just things I need to do some motos, get more laps under my belt, which we will do this week, and hopefully come out high point and show that.
One of the things we were talking about on one of my dumb shows was Paula and Hangtown, different than here, different than High Point. So if you're not happy with your bike at Paula, and it goes back to Florida too, you're chasing Paula, you're chasing Hangtown. It's like, oh wait, now we're going to Lakewood and High Point. Like, is it a lot to kind of soak in to find stuff that works for such different soil?
Yeah, that's one thing we try to be as realistic as possible when we're testing. Like, hey, not set the bike up for Parla on a Tuesday. For example, like we're taking data. We have data sheets that we fill out at the end of every race day, and we focus on what we're trying to improve, what we feel like could have been better on race day, and we work on those specific areas. Obviously, trying to be as realistic as possible. Like, hey, it's not very realistic, but I'm happy. We've made a lot of good progress, and it's been a while coming, so it finally feels good to, you know, everyone's been working so damn hard, us included, yep. and glad to get things back on track and just build from here on out, right?
So it's a 4-4 for fifth, but this is a positive day. Like,
yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think it's a positive day, okay. but the team's happy, Dad's happy, right. Everyone around me is like, hey, all good, bigger picture, like, you did really good. We're a lot more in the chat, in the conversation, so I kind of have to rely on them to pick myself up because, yeah, no, I'm not happy with how today was, just on my own performance, you know?
So many guys have told me about having Eli behind them. You had him first moto the whole time. He's out going outside. He's carrying speed. He's trying to find a way. You're a little more precise, technical, on and off throttle. Really different to watch you two guys, and I'm guessing if I'm thinking about you, all you hear is this bike wide fucking open.
Yeah, I like it, actually. It actually makes me smile, and I like it. Okay. Having him behind me, it is funny, man. It's cool. It is cool. Like, that thing's just WFO. Yep. And
you know he's going wide, right? You know he's going outside.
Yeah, I kind of laugh because I'm, like, obviously riding, and we're about the same speed. Okay, second motor, he had a little more pace, but we're talking first motor. And I know where my throttle is and my ground yep. speed and the rut and the traction I have. And I hear the guy behind me, and I'm like, okay, so I think there's like a 4-foot berm that he must be like horizontal on. So, no, it's funny, man. It's cool. It's funny.
When I watched you guys, I was just like, look at the difference in riding. The way these guys ride. I mean, not one's better than the other, but it's just hilarious, right?
You couldn't get more polar opposite.
good job today. It was really fun to watch that first moto, and see you at High Point.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.